does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes forth from the mouth of God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus went across the Sea of Galilee. A large crowd followed him because they saw the signs he was performing on the sick. Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. The Jewish feast of Passover was near. When Jesus raised his eyes and saw that a large crowd was coming to him, he said to Philip, "Where can we buy enough food for them to eat?" He said this to test him, because he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 200 days' wages worth of food would not be enough for each of them to have a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what good are these for so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people recline." Now there was a great deal of grass in that place. So the men reclined, about 5,000 in number. Then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed them to those who were reclining, and also as much of the fish as they wanted. When they had had their fill, he said to his disciples, "Gather the fragments left over so that nothing will be wasted." So they collected them and filled 12 wicker baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves that had been more than they could eat. When the people saw the sign he had done, they said, "This is truly the prophet, the one who has come to come into the world." Since Jesus knew that they were going to come and carry him off to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain alone. The Gospel of the Lord. Just when I think I am overworked, exhausted, and need a vacation, I check the Vatican website and see that Pope Francis has written another major document, an apostolic exhortation called Gaudete et Exultate, meaning rejoice and be glad. And Pope Francis is 81 years old, long past retirement age for anyone else. He really makes me look bad. The document describes the universal call to holiness as something for everyone, not just for super Catholics. Let me share a particularly poignant section. The Holy Father reflects, "I like to contemplate the holiness present in the patience of God's people, in those parents who raise their children with immense love, in those men and women who work hard to raise their families, in the sick, in elderly religious who never lose their smile, like Sister Sarto." He said that in the document. "Very often, it is a holiness found in our next door neighbors. Those who living in our midst reflect God's presence. We might call them the middle class of holiness." The middle class of holiness. Pope Francis certainly knows how to turn a phrase to capture a concept. Middle class holiness is for everyone. The Gospel of John serves up a delicious example of the saints next door in the story of the multiplication of the loaves and the fishes. When the apostles confront the daunting task of feeding the multitudes, All they can find for a solution is a young lad with 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. They're tempted to dismiss the little fellow's bounty by saying, "But what good are these for so many?" Jesus, however, does not miss the saint next door. And he accepts the little lad's gifts. The small boy steps onto the stage, out of the shadows, to play his part. And immediately after, he recedes into the recesses of the hungry crowd. He is what Pope Francis means by the middle class of holiness. And such people are all around us. I think it's a real temptation in the spiritual life to write off trying to be holy, because we think we will never be canonized a saint, and we probably won't. We struggle with stubborn sins like sex and alcohol. We don't always make it to Sunday Mass. We lose our patience with our kids and our coworkers. And so we want to throw in our rosaries and say exasperatedly, "Why bother being holy?" That is why Pope Francis wrote this exhortation. Because we can still do small things and be the saints next door. Middle class holiness is within everyone's reach. Like the anonymous little boy in the gospel, our church is filled with the saints next door. Our Eucharistic ministers who take Holy Communion to the sick in hospitals and homes. Our school teachers who instruct students with love and wisdom. Our catechists who prepare the young and the old to receive the sacraments devoutly. Our church staff that does so much that often goes unnoticed and unappreciated. Those who drop their dollars quietly and clandestinely in the poor box. Father Pius, who is retiring but still wants to serve. This is middle class holiness. And we are happy to be of some service without the limelight, like the little lad in the gospel. We step on stage to perform our service, and just as promptly recede into obscurity. Several years ago, the Pope talked about possibly retiring. "I'm glad he gets tired too," he said very candidly. "The one thing I would like is to go out without anyone recognizing me and go to a pizzeria and eat pizza." And that is exactly the attitude of middle-class holiness. Praised be Jesus Christ.